All right, welcome back to the Finsiders. Sunday is almost here, which is good news because we're ready for a regular season NFL game for the Miami Dolphins. And to talk about that and a lot more, cornerback Dimitri Patterson joining us in studio. Dimitri, first of all, congratulations on the nice camp and the nice preseason. I heard you say during camp, during the preseason, this was your first real chance, 7 years in the NFL, your first real chance to compete for a starting job. Well, what was it like coming into camp and just kind of knowing that, hey, I've got the real opportunity in front of me at this point?
Well, it was a great feeling. Just coming in camp with the confidence of knowing that, you know, if you put your best foot forward and you displayed play on the field, that, you know, you can be counted on, that you can have an opportunity to start.
And it kind of just shows the reality of the NFL. I mean, you often hear coaches and fans and media say things like, hey, best man is going to win the job. But your prior experience showed that, hey, that's just not always the case. There's, you know, a politics and a money and whatever else goes into these kinds of things.
Yeah, it's all situational at the end of the day. You know, and it's really all opportunity-based. And if the opportunity never comes around, you never afforded that opportunity, then you're just, you know, you're just waiting. And, you know, that can be tough at times, but that's sometimes the reality for most guys.
And you took advantage of the opportunity this year. Let's run through your story very quickly. You're born down here, lived here until you're 12, 13 years old, and you grow up in Orlando after that. You end up at Southeastern Missouri State, then Tuskegee, and the Redskins, the Vikings, the Chiefs, the Eagles, the Browns, and then Miami late last season. That's a hell of a journey.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, ideally, no one wants to, you know, take a ride like that. But, hey, that's just – those are cards I was dealt. At the end of the day, you know, you just try to make the best of the situation that's afforded to you at the end of the day. You know, you come in as an undrafted free agent. You know, there's just few opportunity there for you. And you just got to kind of get in where you fit in at the end of the day. And, you know, you just make the best of whatever's given to you. And when you're young, you're undrafted, your opportunities are far and few in between. So you can't get frustrated. You have to just continue to keep a positive outlook and just have confidence in your ability and just continue to try to make the best of whatever's presented to you.
I was going to say, your perspective has got to be about as good as anybody in the National Football League. You just realize, you know, the reality of all these situations. You're looking forward to seeing the Browns, or is it just sort of like no big deal? You know, it was the team you were with before you ended up here in Miami, and that's where you open up on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, maybe it would mean something to me if that was somewhere I was with for a long time, or, you know, I had a long history or whatever the case may be. But at this point, you know, I'm approaching this game like I'm going to approach every game this season with the same mental approach and preparation that I would any other time. This game is no bigger than the next game. All these games are big, and just because I have history with this team, I'm not going to play any harder or play any more aggressive or smarter this game than I would any other game.
It makes a lot of sense, and that's the approach you'd like to hear guys having. I love this about this Dolphins secondary right now. You got you on one side, that's Tuskegee. You got Brent Grimes on the other, that's Shippensburg.
Yeah.
You can tell all the Miami guys and the Alabama guys around the National Football League. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing when you look at the two starting cornerbacks, you know, both having gone to smaller schools, you know, not traditional powerhouses. I think it's a great lesson for anybody who's not playing at one of those, you know, big BCS-type schools that, hey, you work hard, you wait for your opportunity, you could have a chance in this league.
No doubt about it. First and foremost, you know, it's definitely rare. That's number one. You're not going to see that. But, yeah, like you just said, for anyone who is not in a favorable position in this league but have God-given talent, they have the talent to be a starter but just haven't had that opportunity to show, hopefully that's encouraging to them, because it is tough just waiting and watching when you know you have what it takes, when you know you can contribute and you know you can be a good player in this league. It is a tough deal, and not everybody can be patient enough to see it through.
Talking to starting cornerback Dimitri Patterson, describe what you think this defense is going to look like to fans this year if things go the way you guys plan on them going.
You know, we plan on being a very opportunistic defense, you know, with the rush that we have, very talented guys up front. We have fast, talented linebackers. We have an aggressive secondary. So, you know, we plan on getting a lot of turnovers. That's the idea.
You mentioned the secondary. You got some really young guys in this DB room. I mean, you're one of the veteran guys in there, embracing that leadership role and helping out a lot of these young guys.
I no doubt about it. I mean, anybody who you know, has any questions or you know, whatever insight that I can give from my experience or my knowledge about the game, I'm more than happy to share it with those guys. You know, the league is tough. It's a tough league. It's a very demanding league. It's a production-driven league, and you have to come in kind of hitting the ground running. Those are the expectations, and sometimes that can be tough.
It can. Now, all that said, you can still blend in with the young guys. Will Davis told us over the summer he had no idea you were in the league as long as you were. He came up to you at some point. He was like, wait, how long have you been in the National Football League?
Yeah, I you know, those were questions I was getting a lot throughout the summer from younger guys. They had no idea I was, you know, I had been in as long. It's just guys look at you and, you know, I guess it's a compliment to me, I guess, at the end of the day. But
you're listening to the right music and you're wearing the right clothes.
No, you know, I just try to take care of my body and as much as I can educate myself on the body, because at the end of the day, that's my business. And you know, the position that I play is, you know, it's about speed, explosiveness, and those are the things that I try to cater to in off season. But you know, I just try to make the most of my body. That's about it.
And you've done that. A great story this offseason and into the regular season. Dimitri Patterson winning a starting role after showing up late last season off waivers from the Browns, and now an opportunity to make a real mark for himself as a Miami Dolphin. Thanks for coming in. Again, congratulations on the great summer, the great preseason, and have a great 2013.
All right, thank you.